This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join Oanda senior market analyst Kelvin Wong, who is in Singapore. Kelvin, good morning from London and good afternoon to you.
Hi, good afternoon over in Asia and very good morning to you, Johnny.
We've had a very dramatic start to the week with the global stock markets falling sharply. There was a very big sell-off in technology shares where you are in Asia, really bruising falls. And in fact, South Korea's stock market was actually forced to halt trading for 20 minutes today after the KOSPI index plunged by nearly 9%. Within minutes of opening, and the KOSPI eventually closed down just over 8%. So we've seen markets really rattled by a combination of things, isn't it? It's not just the action in the Middle East, but particularly the worries about AI, inflation, and also the non-farm payroll numbers on Friday. So it's really a perfect storm, isn't it, that's caused this big sell-off?
Yes, precisely. So what we could see now is an impact of a elevator up and an elevator down scenario. So we know that since the end of March, the strongest segment of the global stock market rally has been centered on AI infrastructure, semiconductor team play, where markets continue to price in a kind of a perfect optimistic scenario where earnings expectation continues to drive up in terms of guidance in the recently concluded Q1 earnings season, where majority of the sell-side analysts has this point of view that the hyperscalers will continue to actually build rapid capex, AI capex, hence driving up this AI infrastructure / semiconductor template. So what causes this elevator down scenario on today's Asia session is due to the fact of a very rapid erratic adjustment. I would say that it all boils down to the expectation of the Fed monetary policy guidance going forward. So if you look at the CME FedWatch 2, taking into account of the latest price action behavior of Fed Funds futures traders. So based on last Friday, and as well as right now, we are speaking right now, the CME FedWatch 2 now is actually indicating a higher odds of a start of a interest rate hike cycle coming out from US rather than a cut cycle. So for sure, high pricing of at least one interest rate hike to come in before 2026 ends. And earlier on last week, before the start of last week, market is looking for the hike to come in at the end of this year, which is the last meeting of this year. The FOMC will be December the 9th. But that expectation has been shifted upwards to come in as early as October this year, which is the October the 28th meeting. And what's interesting over here is there also a high chance to be around the Q1 of next year, which is 17th of March 2027 FOMC meeting, around 66% chance for the second hike to come in. So with such increased hawkish bet Fed Funds futures traders, market is now looking for a hawkish Fed to kickstart a interest rate hike cycle, and that causes the US Treasury yield to push up higher across the curve. Right, but what's interesting over here is that the 2-year rose faster than the 10-year, which continues to see a further bear flattening of the yield curve. So a bear flattening of the yield curve implies, based on past historical data, that could actually lead to further dampening of US economic growth prospects, which indirectly indicating to us that sell-side analysts' earnings upgrade expectation as being reflected in the just 2.5 weeks ago concluded Q1 earnings report season is overly optimistic. And if that scenario starts to play out continuing, that means i.e. there could be no clear signs of a US-Iran peace deal resolution of what has taken shape over the weekend, and as well as right now we are speaking where both Israel and Iran continues for their tit-for-tat rhetoric move, but continue to attack one another, despite the fact that US President Trump trying to play a good middle band saying that fragile ceasefire is still intact. that could potentially see firmer oil prices, which solidify going forward the bear flattening of the US Treasury yield curve. Eventually, those rosy sell-side analysts' earnings expectation, especially growth expectation and revenue expectation on those AI / semiconductor stocks, those will start to face a gravity downward pull, and that could further translate to negative feedback loop in the high-flying NASDAQ 100 / AI-related team plays. And those stocks that are pretty much fragile will be centered on Kospi. And bear in mind that Kospi is the top year-to-date performer in terms of the performance of the major benchmark stock indices, driven by very stellar gain in two key component stocks, which is AI infrastructure related, Samsung Electronics and SK Hynix.
And of course, as I mentioned earlier, Kelvin, we saw better than expected US jobs figures on Friday, which has also led many to believe that we're going to get interest rates hiked sooner rather than later, certainly this year. And all eyes are going to be on this week's latest CPI numbers, which might be the first to really reflect the higher oil price following the war in the Middle East.
Yes, precisely. So if you were to look at the CPI data, that will be a kind of a reinforcer for the current increased pricing odds of a hawkish US Federal Reserve turning on the brakes to cool the stagflation fear. Yes, inflation, headline inflation for the US for the month of May, market is expecting it to come in at a red hot number of 4.2% year on year. So that is certainly above the 3.8% print that was printed previously in April. And if you were to strip out those volatile components like food and energy, the core inflation is expecting to come in at red hot at 2.9% year on year. So if we start to see the core inflation especially going above consensus rate of 2.9%, let's say they come in at around 3% to 3.1%, that could really increase rising rate hike bets by the Fed Funds futures traders. Who know, the pricing may start to reflect a continuation of a interest rate hike going forward in 2027. So that could be another negative reinforcer for the US stock market and in some corner of the global stock market, especially those that has been pretty much contributed by the rather steep rise on AI infrastructure related stocks.
And Kelvin, apart from the US CPI numbers on Wednesday, we're also going to hear from the ECB, aren't we? Which should be interesting stuff, because that should be a pointer to what they are thinking about in terms of future interest rates.
Yes, precisely. So if you look at the current pricing of the very short-term interest rate swap market in Eurozone, market is almost 100% pricing in for ECB to hike this coming Thursday by 25 basis points to bring the deposit facility rate to 2.25% to 2%. So that already been priced in by the market. So what market is now looking for? The forward guidance by ECB. So the focus will be on ECB President Lagarde press conference thereafter. So in the press conference, if she sounded much more hawkish than expected, rather than away from a hike and wait and see approach, that could allow the euro dollar to gain a bit of a support going forward. And we know that the euro dollar has a significant bearish breakdown on last Friday that's been seen across the FX market, where we see a strengthening of the dollar. So what we could see over here is that the euro dollar is now coming towards a support level, the psychological level at 115 figure level. So if we start to see a kind of a much more hawkish forward guidance by ECB President Lagarde during the press conference on Thursday, the euro dollar may find a interim floor at around the 115 figure level, 114.50 support level to actually consolidate after last Friday steep sell-off.
Excellent stuff, Kelvin. Thank you very much for joining us today. We'll speak to you again next week.
My pleasure, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.